The glory is majesty, Jesus Christ, the coming King. His glory activating the gentleness of God. Praise the Lord. Activating the gentleness of God. Psalm chapter 18, verse 35. 35C is our goal. But let's read through. Activating the gentleness of God. Though as thou art also giving me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand art holding me up. Here we go. And thy gentleness had made me great. Psalm chapter 18, verse 35C. And thy gentleness had made me great. Thank you, Jesus. Activating the gentleness dimension of God. When a man is gentle, the limit of wrath exhibition is at a minimum. It might not be a yardstick, but it goes a long way. When a man is gentle, he pretend not to see your excesses while he gives room for you to grow up. It might not be a yardstick, but the possibility is high. When a man is gentle with you, he corrects you with love, still gives you room in his heart that you will misbehave tomorrow. That is forbearance. Let me take it again. When a man is gentle with you, he corrects you in love, gives you room in his mind that what he corrected you from, there is a possibility for you to misbehave again. Holy Spirit, let's fly. So with God, he can be gentle with a man, but not all men. God can be gentle with you, but there is no guarantee that he will be gentle with your friend. That nature of him, he showed it to whom he likes. But a man can activate that dimension. David made us to understand, open our eye to see, open our ear to hear, that his greatness in life was as a result of the gentleness of God over his life. So he knew he was a fuck up guy. He knew that it was God. A man need the gentleness of God part time over his life. Not that you want to misbehave also, but that gentleness walk millions on your path, in your life, in your destiny, in your way with God. Some people have argued that why was God gentle unto David and unto Saul not? Hosea chapter 13 verse 11 states it clear that in God anger and wrath he gave and took Saul as a king over Israel. It should not be said that I'm quoting nonsense. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea chapter 13 verse 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I gave thee a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. Hallelujah. This is serious. So for Samuel chapter 8 verse 17, this was what made God to carry out that anger of giving and taking king in anger and wrath. 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 7. Okay, let's check verse 6 to 7. But the thing displeased Saul when they said, that is the children of God, the Israelites, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto God. Verse 7. And God said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Don't forget, scripture made us to understand that the God himself, your God, said, I am a jealous God. So this verse 7 is making us understand that somewhere, don't be disappointed. I put you there, don't be disappointed. They've not rejected you. It is me they have rejected, that I should not reign over them. This was is straightforward enough to know that a man is angry, not to talk of your God. Praise the Lord. So God told Samuel to give them king that he, God, they rejected, not him, Samuel. So God was angry. All he did, It was done in anger. It was done in anger. It was done in anger. So, God was not happy with what they requested for. But God had to answer them because it's his people. So, in the anger of answering the request of his people, let's take it, I and you, when we are angry. Are we in our right sense? If we are angry, don't you think we go extra mile? We don't care about the thing we do during that time that we are angry. So that was what happened to Saul. It was an instrument in the hand of God during the process why God was angry. But when God later calmed down to his children, what he did was to give his children the best of king that had compassion, that have been having compassion over animal as a shepherd boy. So God knew David will do more for woman, will do more for his children. Don't forget to, in the Bible, it's helping us understand that when God is happy with a group of people, when God is happy with a group of people, what he do is to bless them with a good king. And if reverse the case, you know the answer already. Praise the Lord. So, for those that think that God was partial concerning David and Saul, that was what happened. Hallelujah. Now, how to activate the gentleness of God? Activating the gentleness of God, how do one go about it? There are many angles that we can key in to activate the gentleness of God. Salvation is not included. Coming to Christ to confess and accept Christ is not included. Being in the will of God part time over your life is not eluded. Sorry. Salvation, coming to Christ to confess and accept Christ, is not eluded. Being in the will of God part time over your life is not eluded. Act of responsibility, be it born again or not, act of responsibility has been responsible from day one. So he will not neglect such people that have vibes and they are responsible to the call. Above all, let's walk in line with David that brought out this dimension he enjoyed during his lifetime. Don't forget, our God, he was yesterday, he is today, and he remained forever. Praise the Lord. So it was David that made us to understand this dimension. So let us work with this template. Let's work with this template. As I made mention earlier, there are many ways, many templates we can to activate the will of to activate the gentleness of God over a man's life. But David that brought out this, let's enjoy his template. With all sincerity, English, to activate the gentleness of God, with the availability of grace through the blood of Jesus in our generation. With all sincerity, to activate the gentleness of God with the availability of grace through the blood of Jesus in our generation. You have to be open to God in all totality. Psalm 51, verse 1 to 10. Then we will jump to verse 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before thee. Against thee, the holy, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 17. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. This was the secret of David when he was on the surface of the heart in activating the gentleness of God upon his life. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. If you check the story of David here and there in the Bible, you will see that verse 17, David had it. David had it. He never played card with God. He never joked with God. He never had a plan B with God. All in all was God in the life of David. Even when he was in error, he still remained in the presence of God. That God, deal with me any way you want to deal with me, but let me still be with you. Sin, iniquity, shortcoming, let him know you have no other to run to. That you were formed and shaped in iniquity. That power to be firm is beyond you, that you need him to set in. God is not wicked when you declare unto him for help, and he searches you and finds sincerity in your heart. God, are we waging? God will waging. Because he knew where he picked you from. And you remain truthful, God will be gentle unto you. Just remain obedient and focus. You will get there with God. And he will call you a man after his heart. It's as simple as that. Under the template of the man that showed us that he was great because of the gentleness of God. Psalm 51 verse 1 to 10. And the key is in verse 17. Come to God with a broken spirit. Broken and a contrite heart. God will never despise you. When your God searches you and finds sincerity in your heart, God will have no choice than to wage him. God will have no choice than to be gentle with you and watch you as a father, a mother, watches over a child, grow out of error, grow out of iniquity, grow out of being a baby to be a man. In gentleness, he will watch over you. If you want to activate the gentleness of God in your life, copy the template of David. Copy the template of David. And walk in line with Psalm 51 verse 17. Activating the gentleness of God. Praise the Lord. I believe you've heard the voice of God. And you think that God has been hostile to you. God has been in the template of a military man to you. There is a dimension that you can switch on to God or activate something different that you've been enjoying from God, and that is activating the gentleness of God. Not that you want to disappoint God, not that you are not responsible, not that you want to take God for granted, but a man needs God to be gentle with him. Even in your zeal for God, in your responsibility for God, in your accountability with God, you still need God to be gentle with you. You still need God to be gentle with you. You still need God to be gentle with you. You still need God to be gentle with you. Praise the Lord. I believe you've heard the voice of your father and you've learned one or two things from what he has said. I release you into the grace and the mercy of God this season as you run with this word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.